All right, good day, and welcome to the very first episode of our podcast from ACT Tax Group. This podcast is intended to break down complex money matters into simple, actionable steps. I'm Daniel, and today we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to every business owner and entrepreneur's heart, getting paid on time. Today, our guest is a registered tax agent, certified accountant, an associate member of the Institute of Public Accountants, and is also a successful business owner, one of which is ACT Tax Group, which offers accounting and tax services across Australia. I'm pleased to introduce Mr. Lukas Klukowski.
Hey, Daddy, you are too kind. Hi, everyone.
Awesome. So, Lukas, would you mind telling us more about yourself and what you do, please?
Well, I always had this desire to create something of my own. From a young age, I quickly understood that owning a business is what I like to do. Over the years, I have owned multiple entities, some actively involved and some a silent partner. At times, it is a roller coaster ride, but I wouldn't trade it off for anything else.
I imagine you've learned a lot along the way. Now, I know one of the biggest challenges for business owners like yourself is getting paid on time. Any tips or tricks you've picked up along the way?
You bet. Getting paid on time is crucial for any business. Doesn't matter if it's small or large. And I'm happy to share a few things that I learned on the way. I have a system which helps being paid on time. I have tested this system over and over again. So to all those who are listening, we really truly got your back with those seven steps to ensure that money flows smoothly into your bank account on time.
Well, I'm sure we're all very interested in learning about this program. Let's get right into it. Lukas, where does one begin making sure to get paid in a timely manner?
Of course, before anything else, we need to establish crystal clear communication with clients. Make sure your clients or customers understand your payment terms right from the beginning. Clearly state your due dates, acceptance payment methods, any late fees that may apply. This will set expectations and avoid misunderstanding down the road, which really leads me to the first step, which is the mobile invoicing. Chances are you already use an accounting system, which you may access on your mobile device. However, I see this over and over again when clients, tradies, do not take the time to master drafting invoices just after completing the work for your client. This also includes partial work. Start by drafting a quote, which you then may add more lines to it next day.
I agree. Outstanding invoices are a problem for businesses of any size, as it can lead to bad debt and ultimately to cash flow problems.
Well, yes, I agree. Simply by taking time to learn how to use your mobile invoicing app may save you a lot of hassle. All of the accounting software gives that option to draft the invoice. Is it Xero, MIOB, QuickBooks, you name it. Device also give you the option to take pictures and enclose them to with invoice, which is a great way of keeping records for any future claims which may arise from the work done.
That seems very straightforward. Utilizing technology is certainly a great way to increase efficiency and improve basic record keeping. So what's step two?
Well, step two is something that you may not expect, but do not leave the site until the invoice is drafted. And I really mean it saying this. How many times have you been rushing to get to another site or to pick up kids from school? Then 2 weeks later, you remember that you never invoiced the client for the work already completed. I have had my fair share of those moments. And this leads to poor cash flow and missed revenue. I kept on telling my staff and reminding myself that this wouldn't happen again. But sometimes it gets overwhelming, and the only way I have combated this is by never leaving the site until the invoice is drafted and ideally sent to the clients.
Okay, I'm sure we've all had to deal with conflicts, but it is crucial to finish the invoicing task before moving on. This is important as lost sales also leads to lost time and costs associated with completing the work.
I don't even want to think about this.
So what's next on the list?
Well, FPOS machine is your best friend. This may be obvious, but having an FPOS machine will help significantly with your cash flow. If you do a lot of residential work, ensure clients are processed in your device before you leave. No one expects any other terms for one-off jobs. And you know, when you go to the hairdresser, you would think the hairdresser expecting you to pay on time as well that very moment. So do the same. Now, step four is when you issue terms of commercial work. You must ensure that your invoice is correctly set up and emailed to your client before you leave the site. At that moment before you leave. By doing so, the due date is scheduled for 7 or 14 days, and the clock starts ticking when you draft the invoice. Not 6 days later when your admin or bookkeeper drafting that invoice for you.
Yeah, absolutely, Lucas. Time is of the essence.
Step five is all about being proactive with late payments.
Late payments. So tell us, how can we be proactive and handle them effectively?
Turn on reminders to be automatically sent to your clients. A good rule of thumb is to have one reminder sent 2 business days before the due date. This technique provides great results. Clients are reminded before the due date, then for the reminder, 7 days after the due date and 14 days after that.
Okay. So as with all tasks, though, some things slip through the cracks, and it is beneficial to give your clients a little nudge now and again. So how about step six?
Well, step six is to follow like a champ and set out email reminders before the due date, on the due date, and if the due date has passed. I think the important point here is don't be afraid to change the tone of the reminders each time the next boundary is pushed. In fact, following up with a call to check what's happening can be useful. Make sure your clients know from the get-go that you mean business when it comes to business. Always respect the terms you agree to when communicating with your clients. If you do, then it is not unreasonable to expect your client to do the same and remit payments when due. It's all about being proactive problem solver. Anticipate any potential issue and address them head on. Don't let small hiccups turn into a tornado. If your client run away with the overdue above what you feel comfortable with, action this immediately. Think of businesses which may go under, and you certainly do not wish to have clients from whom you will never be able to recoup payments.
Sound advice. So finally, what's step seven, Lucas?
Well, this is the very much last step. And last but certainly not least, step seven is all about cultivating great relation. So building strong connections with your clients or customers foster trust and mutual respect. It makes them more likely to prioritize your payment and treat you as a value partner. For instance, a simple courtesy message when payment is received before or on the due date leaves a great lasting expression, which also ensures that your clients are left happy. So go that extra mile, deliver exceptional service, and watch those payments roll in like a clockwork.
Absolutely. People love doing business with the people they like.
I agree. In summary, the 7 steps to get paid on time is by utilizing technology through mobile invoicing, never leaving the site until invoice has been drafted, making the most out of the FPOS machine, setting clear terms, sending consistent reminders, and by nurturing your relation with your clients.
Being proactive is the way to go. And with that, we've covered all the 7 steps. Thanks so much for sharing, Lucas.
It was my pleasure. Remember, getting paid on time is all about clear communication and building relation. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Lucas. And thank you to all our listeners for tuning in out there. Stay tuned for more money wisdom in the future. Until next time, keep those payments flowing and have a fantastic day. Cheers.